Hey, I got it all. Welcome to What's the Buzz New York.
Your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. Thank you for tuning in. Shout out to my friend Tom Carosa, if he's listening. Sending positive vibes your way. Let me see. We should start off with a Tom Carosa song. I think you can find Tom Carosa's music on Amazon, I believe, that you can find it anywhere. Just go to www.tomcarosa.com and his latest book, Mr. Dust and Other Accumulations by Tom Carosa. You want to check that out. It's very, very good. I highly recommend it. You heard it here on What's the Buzz New York. Okay, let's see. Mr. Carosa, let me find you here. Got to go through the alphabet for Carosa. Okay, well, this one goes out to Carosa and Remy. Here we go. It's called Coffee.
First thought when I awake is of you, dear. You, dear. I need you to invigorate, to make me clear. Your dark, rich blend sends me over the edge. I can't breathe. That I don't love the way you make my heart rush. That I can't live without your energy. percolating in my dreams. And when it's 6 a.m. and I need you again, you'll be there for me, the truest of friends. I don't care that you boil in my veins at day's end. It's worth loss of sleep to let your flavor steep inside me, 'cause you're
nothing like a little tango coffee. And here's one I haven't played of Tom's in a while. It's called Oh Human. Oh, interesting.
Get it together, you guys. Enough, man.
Sometimes take a shot. The problem is the other cells we really have forgot. The puzzle is convincing. We forget that it's a game. We need to know there's something more when there's no one else to blame.
While scrubbing. Get it? Food.
So many colors, sizes and shapes. Some are young, yet so old, we're like a bunch of grapes. When we close our eyes, we see with just our soul. It becomes so crystal clear.
Allowed to dance
together? Yeah, I have my shoes.
I think we're allowed to dance.
You're tapping?
That's not bad.
No. Your new sandals, though, are really, they really bring out.
I gotta break them in. Yeah, they're slipping. They're slipping on the flags.
These are coming back, strappy sandals.
I think
really?
So. I like them.
Did you do something with your bald spot?
Listening.
Ow! Will you just knock it off?
I beg you, bro.
Don't brother me.
I got it.
Get ready.
Ooh.
Okay, I'm gonna see.
You seen again?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Next life, I'm coming back at the waterfall.
You are?
Sure. Wouldn't you like to see me fall? Like, forever?
Forever.
I'm fine with it. It's the other humans I have issues with.
Don't get in my face like that.
Get off my robe.
Keep breathing.
Meditating while scrubbing.
That's very good advice.
You are
a little comedy from George Carlin. Tom's book is available on Amazon. Mr. Dust and Other Accumulations by Tom Carozza on Amazon. Get yours today. Here's a little George Carlin now.
Comedy star George Carlin.
I almost got a sprocket in my pocket. That was a quick change. Hi there. Little eye shtick for the people at home. The sound might not be working on their set. I'll show you the one I used to do when I was a kid. I used to do this one on the subway, just keeping one eye closed. I was brought up here in New York, brought up and used to go on the subway to 116th Street and make sure one eye was closed and make sure that everybody could see it, because a lot of people don't like to look right at you when they think something's wrong. You know, they kind of go, oh, God, look at his eye. In the subway, they look over the newspaper at you, like, oh, look at that there. So I'd make sure everybody had seen it. I'd read, go see, meet Miss Subways, read everything, and finally, about 86th Street, I'd kind of go down and come up with the other one. Very few ever noticed it. I mentioned hair. We moved from my eyes to my hair. I'm aware some stare at my hair. In fact, to be fair, some really despair of my hair. But they're not aware, nor are they debonair. In fact, they're real square. They see hair down to there, say beware, and go off on a tear. I say no fair. A head that's bare is really nowhere. So be like a bear. Be fair with your hair. Show it you care. Wear it to there. Or to there. Or to there if you dare. My wife bought some hair at a fair to use as a spare. Did I care? Au contraire. Spare hair is fair. In fact, hair can be rare. Fred Astaire has no hair, nor does a chair, nor a chocolate eclair. And where is the hair on a pear? Nowhere, mon frere. Now that I've shared this affair of the hair, I think I'll repair to my lair and use Nair. Do you care? I only mention hair because to some people it's important. It's not important to me. I've only had my extra hair for about a year now. Actually, it's the same hair I always had. It just used to be on the inside, you know. Wearing on the outside, that's the only thing different. What else is new? The big fight is coming up. Ali and Frazier, Muhammad Ali. I call him Muhammad Ali because that's what he wants. Oh, yeah, he's a big dude and he hits hard, you know. I'll call him what he wants. But it's good that he's being allowed to work again. As you know, he couldn't work for 3 years. Of course, he had a strange job beating people up. But that was his, you know, his right. He could have that job. Government wanted him to change jobs. Government wanted him to kill people. He thought it over, and he said, no, that's where I draw the line. I'll beat him up, but I don't want to kill him. And the government told him, well, if you won't kill him, we won't let you beat him up. And it was all because he didn't want to go to Vietnam, and now we're getting out of Vietnam through Laos and Cambodia. But it's got to be the long way. We got to go through China and Russia to get out that way. What are we going to tell them? We'll only be here a short time. We're just looking for a trail. Well, maybe they'll go for it. I don't know. Of course, we're only there in Southeast Asia for one reason, to free the people so they can have industry. Isn't that what we do everywhere, I think? We kind of free people and then lay a little industry on them so they can have all the benefits of industry that we have. Oh, beautiful for smoggy skies, insecticided grain, for strip-mined mountains' majesty above the asphalt plain. America, America, man sheds his waste on thee and hides the pines with billboard signs from sea to oily sea. Thank you. But comedically, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to close with a little weather forecast from my good buddy Al Sleep, the Hippy Dippy Weatherman. Yay! Baby, what's happening? Que pasa? Que what you call your pasa? Al Sleep here, you Hippy Dippy Weatherman, brought to you by Parsons Pest Control. Do you have termites, water bugs, and roaches? Parsons will kill the termites and water bugs and help you get rid of the roaches. Present temperature is 41 degrees at the airport, which is stupid because I don't know anyone who lives at the airport. Downtown, it's much hotter. Tonight's forecast, dark. Continued mostly dark tonight. Turning to partly light in the morning. Good night, man. Good night.
Secret Papers of George Carlin.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Wonderful. He's writing a book, The Secret Papers of George Carlin.
George Carlin. Terrific. Okay. Let's keep it rolling now. Before there was Monty Python, there was a group called The Goons, with actors Harry Secombe and Peter Sellers and Spike Milligan, I think. I hope I got all the name right. But they were a fun group, and they did music, and they were on the BBC, so before TV. Here we go. Ying Tong.
Sang it as she tucked me in when I was 93.
Find it on, find it. Who was that bump?
Ying tang ying tang
Ying tong.
right. And now also announcements. Don't forget, my books are available on Amazon, all three of them, as well as my music and some of my comedy. So go to Nancy Lombardo, author on Amazon, and I should just pop right up there, or music by Nancy Lombardo. I should just pop right up there. Also, speaking of music, 7 p.m. Friday, April 12th, The Songs We Write, a free live original music event. Okay. It'll be at Word Up Community Bookshop in Washington Heights. It'll be presented on Friday, April 12th, 7 p.m., and it's at Recirculation, located at 876 Riverside Drive in Manhattan. 876 Riverside Drive. Okay. Well, why does it say that address? This does not sound right. It's like two different addresses, but I'm going to say Word Up is like 163rd. Okay, hosted by Tamara Wilson, and it'll have Fred Arcolio, Ruben Gonzalez, and Miles Alexander Bruce. Lineup subject to change, $5 suggested donation, mask recommended. Okay, Recirculation is located, I don't know why you wrote two addresses, G-Balk. Okay, I want to say the right address. I'm going to say, you didn't write the address right here. Okay. But Word Up Books is located at 160th Street. You could take the 163rd Street or the one train to 157. Anyway, you'll find your way there. Go to Recirculation at Word Up Book, just to be sure. Recirculation at Word Up Book. I don't know why I have two addresses for this. I shouldn't. Okay. Okay, I have no idea why. All right, anyway, so you can also contact me at 347-688-4456, 347-688-4456. That's Word Up Book. Okay, check that out. How are we doing here for time? The time is not on our side. I see it's getting away from me. So let me see what I can throw in there for you. Okay, let's see. All right, I'm just checking. I'm going through the Nancy files here. Okay. We'll just end with me. If I can find me, we'll end with me. Okay. Here's a little something I haven't played in a while. Jazz Housewife. also available on Amazon. Okay, how are we doing for time? 3:31. Okay, I've got to time this to me. Okay, I had one that I wanted to play. Okay, let's see, 3:31. Is that enough time? Yeah, why not? This is for all you working ladies out there. Here we go.
Today's well-dressed working woman is expected to balance her hectic business schedule with her equally busy social itineraries. A Fortune 500 dynamo one moment, a charming corporate hostess the next. In a company-eat-company world, any advantage she can gain over her male peers is important. The office is not the only business battleground. It is well known that many victories take place in the corporate social arena. Today's socially savvy warrior must utilize all her mental and physical resources. It's not enough to just know the proper table etiquette. She must also know the current trends, such as what power colors to wear after six, and who to talk to and who to ignore. She must be alert and on her toes to gain any advantage over her business peers, no matter how unusual the client's request. In some extreme circumstances, she may even be called upon to dance the lambada. When dancing the corporate lambada, there are rules one must follow. Rule 1, make contact with your partner. Rule 2, lead without leading. Remember, a merger is more fun when you have inside information. Rule 3, dance to win, and step, and hit, and clench, headlock, and dominate, and sway, and glide, and sway, and influence, kick back, kick front, dip in, and power play, power play, apply negative pressure. Positive power. Use leverage, hold tight. Liquidate all night and feel the crunch. And power lunch, power lunch.
Buy low, sell high, sell larger. You're doing the corporate lambada. Backstab, extort, indict ya. You're doing the executive lambada. Shake in, shake out your chakra. You're doing
arbitrage. Yeah, arbitrage. All right. Well, so ends my show. Remember, buy my books. Support the arts by supporting the arts. Nancy Lombardo on Amazon. Thank you for tuning in. I want to wish you a good eclipse. I will not be watching, however, just enjoying the sun. It's lovely rays and vitamin D. Big kiss. Bye-bye.